Christian aid workers muster a vehicle convoy to Darfur, Sudan. Tensions ignite alarming violence against believers in Iraq. And a massive food grant helps a ministry make a difference in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The mandate keeping Sudan's peacekeeping troops in place has been extended to December 31st. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says it's good news for their partners.
Some of the agencies have lost vehicles through theft. We need a replenishment of the vehicles and that.
The convoy left September 24th on a journey that takes 2 weeks on treacherous roads. Difficult enough when it's just the condition of the roads. But when you add in rebel terrorism...
That's why we have been asking around in our churches for prayer. The Lord will protect a column of about 30 vehicles who are on their way from Khartoum to Al Janina.
Kramer says their team shares their faith with the local Darfurian staff. As a result...
We know of Bible studies which have popped up and other devotional meetings. And that is a presence ministry. As you are there, you bring God's grace. In our work to the people, they see, they get interested.
Next, Open Doors workers in Iraq say the combination of Ramadan and statements from Pope Benedict have ignited an explosive atmosphere. Several Christians have been murdered, while other believers have been abused and kidnapped. Churches have been fired upon and bombed. Aside from the tribal violence, the trouble appears to be directed specifically at Christians. Pray for the strength of the believers and for their children, and pray for the church leaders that they'll be able to guide with wisdom. You're listening to Mission Network News. Political turmoil and grinding poverty pervade life in Haiti. Hope is hard to come by. Yet even in the midst of that, the light of Christ is shining. Hope Givers International partnered with Pastor Willie Joseph in Haiti. He has a church, a school, an orphanage, and undying hope. Hope Givers Robbie Brumberg.
It's just so sad to see so many people without hope, but Pastor Willie just kept talking about how much hope he has for Haiti, what great aspirations he has for his island. I've never heard anyone take such a just a positive take on it. I mean, he just really firmly believes that Christ can and will change that place for the better.
Hope Givers just completed a desperately needed water well for their orphanage. It'll not only help the orphanage, but Brumberg says it'll also help spread the gospel to the whole town.
Not everybody has access to clean, safe water there, so now they're going to be able to provide clean water to people throughout the village. So it should be an exciting time to do outreach within the town there.
Meanwhile, the Mission Network News 15th anniversary short-term trip is underway. MNN's Greg Gilder is in Russia with Frank Haley, the MNN listener who won the trip giveaway. They're on a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip with Buckner Orphan Care. Gilder explains their task for this week.
What we're going to be doing is going into various orphanages south of St. Petersburg in what they call the Leningrad region of Russia. Orphanages where not too many Western groups have visited or supported them. And what we're going to be doing, in partnership with the local church, going in and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School.
They're touching hearts and lives with the gospel. Yoder says prayer is needed.
We'll be praying that we'll stay healthy and that we'll be able to communicate the love of Christ in a way that these young people can understand. And also pray that God would prepare the way. Obviously, we can't do anything without His power, without His strength, and without His blessing, and without Him drawing these young people to Himself.
And Guatemala is a country where 75% of the population lives below the poverty line. Food for the Poor just got a food grant that'll help make a difference for about 250,000 children. United States Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agriculture Service is partnering with the ministry to get desperately needed food and milk into the country. Food for the Poor staff will be tackling spiritual hunger with the hope of the gospel as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. This CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.